This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. President Ranthambore Podel prorogues current session of both houses of federal parliament effective from midnight today. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli embarks on official visit to Thailand, scheduled to address BIMSTEC summit on 4th of April. And US President Donald Trump says he will be very kind when he unveils reciprocal tariffs this week. Now the news in detail. President Ranthambore Podel has prorogued the current session of both houses of the federal parliament effective from midnight today. The president prorogued the current session of both houses of parliament on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers held yesterday. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has embarked on an official visit to Thailand this afternoon at the cordial invitation of the Prime Minister of Thailand, Payutong Thon Sinawatra. This will be the first ever official visit by a Nepali Prime Minister to Thailand. The Prime Minister is accompanied by his spouse Radhika Sakya. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, during the visit, the Prime Minister is scheduled to hold official talks with his Thai counterpart Sinawatra and discuss various areas of bilateral relations between Nepal and Thailand. Following the official bilateral engagements, the Prime Minister will lead a Nepali delegation to the 6th summit of the Bayer Bengal Initiative for Multiple Sectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, BIMSTEC, to be hosted by the Government of Thailand on April 4th in Bangkok. The Prime Minister is scheduled to address the summit on the same day. Prime Minister Oli will also hold bilateral meetings with his counterparts from BIMSTEC member states on the margin of the summit. The Nepali delegation led by Prime Minister Oli includes Foreign Minister Dr. Arjun Radha Deva, Chief Advisor to the Prime Minister Bishnu Prasad Bimal, Economic and Development Advisor Dr. Yuvaraj Khatiwada, Chief Secretary Ik Narayan Arwal, Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai, among others. The Prime Minister is scheduled to return home on April 5th. Meanwhile, the Government of Nepal has decided to provide $100,000 as a financial support to the Asian Institute of Technology, AIT, Thailand. Government spokesperson and Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithivi Subbagurun, confirmed that the meeting of the Council of Ministers held on Monday evening decided to provide the grant to AIT in view of its financial crisis and Nepal being its founding member. The National Assembly has endorsed all 5 replacement bills with a majority of votes. A session of the National Assembly held yesterday passed the bills as announced by National Assembly Chair Naren Prasad Dahal. The bill to amend some Nepal Acts relating to the promotion of good governance and public service delivery, the bill to amend some Nepal Acts related to cooperatives and the economic processor and fiscal responsibility First Amendment bill were endorsed following the clause-wise deliberations on them. Similarly, bill on the privatization First Amendment and the bill to amend some Nepal Acts relating to improving the economic and business environment and promoting the investment were also passed by the National Assembly. Meanwhile, President Ranthambore Podel certified 5 bills that were passed by both houses of the federal parliament. Likewise, the House of Representatives meeting held yesterday unanimously passed the First Amendment bill related to the Constitutional Council. With the passage of the bill, the door has opened for the appointment of office bearers in the constitutional bodies. Member of the House of Representatives and the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party leader, Deepak Bohra, has passed away at the age of 76. According to the party spokesperson, Mohan Shrestha, suffering from various illness for the last 3 years, leader Bohra died while undergoing treatment at Om Hospital today. Bohra was elected to the House of Representatives from Rupandehi Constituency 3. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump had said his long-awaited reciprocal tariffs will be lower than what other countries charge, as uncertainty over his biggest trade announcement yet continues to roil global stocks. According to Al Jazeera, speaking at the White House on Monday, Trump said the tariffs he is preparing to announce on Wednesday will be nicer than the trade policies of U.S. trading partners. The U.S. president also said he would be very kind to trading partners when he unveils further tariffs this week. He added that the U.S. is going to be very nice by comparison to what they were. Repeating his regular talking point that the U.S. has been taken advantage of by its trading partners, Trump said the measures would bring tremendous wealth back to his country. Trump's remarks come a day after he clarified that the tariffs would apply to all countries, pouring cold water on hopes that the measures might only target countries responsible for the bulk of the U.S. trade deficit. Myanmar has observed 1 minute of silence to mourn those who died from last week's magnitude 7.7 earthquake that killed more than 2,000 people in the country. According to the BBC, rescuers in both countries are still searching for survivors, though hopes are fading as the critical window, the first 72 hours after a quake, has passed. The UN says the earthquake has compounded an already dire crisis in Myanmar, which is in the midst of a four-year civil war. Despite the destruction, reports suggest the country's military leaders are still carrying out airstrikes against pro-democracy rebel groups. Friday's earthquake was also felt in neighboring countries like Thailand, hundreds of miles away, where the death toll stands at 20. The U.S. has said it expects all parties on the ground in Gaza to comply with international humanitarian law, but declined to confirm whether it was carrying out its own assessment into the killing by the Israeli military of 15 people, paramedics, civil defense workers, and a UN official. According to the BBC, asked about the killings, State Department spokeswoman Tammy Bruce said, "Every single thing that happens in Gaza is hampering because of Hamas." The UN's humanitarian agency had said 5 ambulances, a fire truck, and a UN vehicle were struck one by one on March 23rd, and that 15 bodies, including paramedics still in their uniforms, had been gathered and buried at a mass grave. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Koshi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of Koshi and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramzan Rapodil prorogues current session of both houses of federal parliament effective from midnight today. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli embarks on an official visit to Thailand, scheduled to address BIMSTEC summit on 4th of April. And U.S. President Donald Trump says he will be very kind when he unveils reciprocal tariffs this week. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Reed and Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.readinepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.